It's Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. New libraries are popping up all over Colorado. But how is that possible with so many cities and towns strapped for cash? Well, these are tiny libraries, the size of birdhouses, and they're popping up on street corners all over the state. The idea of little free libraries started with two book lovers in Wisconsin who had a mission. They wanted to break Andrew Carnegie's record of creating more than 2,500 new libraries. Well, they've surpassed their goal. There are now thousands of little free libraries all over the world, including roughly 50 in this state. The first one here was built by Carrie Armstrong of Boulder, who joins us. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
What does a little free library look like, and how do they work?
Well, all little free libraries look different, but my little free library is a box that's about 20 inches square.
Okay.
And my library has a slanted roof, and it's made out of barn wood. It was made by an Amish carpenter in Wisconsin.
This is where you're originally from.
Yes. I moved from Madison, Wisconsin in August of 2011 to Boulder, and I brought my little free library with me. And I live on a street where there's a lot of pedestrians and runners and walkers and people walking their dogs and children. And so put some little stepping stones so people would feel encouraged to walk the little tree lawn area of my property
and grab
to come over to the little free library.
And grab a book.
Absolutely.
You were connected to this movement, which, as we said, originally started in Wisconsin, where you moved from. How does it work? Do I leave an ID?
Absolutely not. I think everybody probably runs or manages their own little free library their own way. But the way I like to think about it is there's no rules.
Okay.
My feeling is you take a book, you can leave a book. You don't have to leave a book if you want to take a book.
Do you have to return the book?
You can.
You can.
You can bring that book back.
Another one?
You could bring a different book that you want to share and that you love. It's really about just paying it forward. I don't expect to ever see any of these books again. If you see something in there that inspires you that you've been wanting to read, please, please take it because that's the purpose.
And how many books fit in the one you built?
You know, anywhere between 40 and 50 books.
And you have a kind of guest book along with this where people can write thoughts.
Sure.
Would you share a few of the observations people have made?
Sure. I've had this blank book in the little free library since we had it out in front of our house in Madison and then in Boulder. This one I really like.
Okay.
What a find this little free library is. I took The Coming of Age by Simone de Beauvoir. I will bring something in return on my next neighborhood walk. Ariel.
Nice. And kids are stopping by as well and writing in the book.
Absolutely. There's just a little note that says, I like books. Aaron.
It's simple. Straightforward. Right. You've really watched this grow. It's gone global.
It has gone from just a handful in mostly the Madison and Minnesota area to there being libraries across the country and all over the world.
I understand you're a librarian or have worked as one?
Yes.
Yeah. What inspires you about this project?
As a librarian, I love books and I love talking about books. But more importantly, I really like getting to know my neighbors and my neighborhood. I think we've become a little disconnected. And for me, books and literature is something that is a common bond. And I was really attracted and inspired to have this be part of my life so I could get to know the people that I'm living around and share something that I feel passionate about.
Can you think of someone you've met this way?
I've met so many people. When I moved to Boulder, I didn't really know anyone. And this was a great opportunity. People would walk up curious to my library and I would poke my head out my door and say, hi, feel free to take a book. And then they'd say, well, what is this? And I'd start to talk to them about it. And I've met many of my neighbors. Just the other day, somebody was walking by and he introduced himself and just shared how much he loved the idea and how he thought maybe he would like to make one at his home.
Do you think you'll manage or create more of these yourself?
You know, I actually constructed one with my dad and we are looking for a location to put it up in Boulder. And we're still trying to work that out.
A nice family project.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Carrie Armstrong of Boulder brought the first little free library to Colorado. At CPR.org, you can see pictures of hers and some others, learn where they're located, and get information about starting your own. That's at CPR.org.